Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, medical tourism in Nevada. Fact or fiction? Paulinos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Dr. George Alexander of the Clark County Medical Society about medical tourism and how Las Vegas can profit from it.
And coming from the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamet, Clara Andreola, and Annie Barbano. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Obama, and I approve this message.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Dr. George Alexander. He is president-elect of the Clark County Medical Society. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you so much.
I want to start out with a topic that has been quite fascinating to me for a long time, which is the continuing talk of medical tourism as a growth for the base in Southern Nevada. And although you have a couple of great hospitals down there that could handle people coming for specialized practices, by comparison with, say, India and Thailand, where the cost is so much lower and where people can go for 2 or 3 weeks, have their operation, have the recovery, how would that cost factor work out in Southern Nevada?
Well, medical tourism, Paul, has been something that the Nevada community, Southern Nevada community, has looked at and thought about for over a decade. In the past few years, there's been increased interest in medical tourism as we see refinement in the quality of care that we have and also acknowledging the outstanding support systems that we have for tourism, the infrastructure of the city of Las Vegas. So there are certain specialties which we see that lend itself to quality care in Southern Nevada, those such as bariatric surgery, where we have outstanding bariatric surgeons, executive physicals, which lend themselves to to medical tourism as well. There's outstanding oncologic cancer treatment with local affiliates with UCLA. In addition, we have, as you are well aware, the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health, which is a outstanding facility in research and provides care that is really difficult to get anywhere else.
Well, let me ask you this, though. I mean, so basically what you're saying is it's more about the quality of the medical treatments that are available in Las Vegas rather than some kind of cost efficiency.
It's focused primarily on quality of care in certain specialties that we know we excel in, as well as the facilitation of the medical tourism industry for, say, patients that are having a particular procedure that may require a 1, 2, or 3 week aftercare follow-up. The advantage of Southern Nevada system of medical tourism would be all the support system, the infrastructure for aftercare, the spas, amenities, entertainment, and things like that that Las Vegas are known for.
So, Doctor, what you're talking about, the kind of specialties that Las Vegas has, these aren't necessarily elective procedures. These are things that, people would be required to have. It's not like you're going down to Vegas to get plastic surgery. Is it difficult to justify to an insurance company who's going to be paying the bill that you're going to get this procedure done in Las Vegas as opposed to someplace closer to you?
Well, that, of course, will depend on each insurance company, but just to step back a little bit, there, most of the procedures that would be amenable to care in Southern Nevada are often elective procedures, like bariatric surgery, which we mentioned. Some of that is covered by insurance, some not. Plastic surgery, in addition, we already, for many years and decades, have had patients coming from all over the United States and even out of the country for plastic surgical care in Southern Nevada. That's elective procedure. Orthopedic surgery, infertility surgery, which often may not be insurance covered, is a particular specialty that we excel in. As I mentioned, executive physicals and certain orthopedic surgical procedures. So insurance reimbursements will, of course, vary based on the type of procedures. Some of these procedures are purely elective and not insurance reimbursable, so that would not be a factor.
Have there been conversations between the medical industry and the hotel casino industry in terms of, you know, who would be looking to bring in these kind of patients for a 2 to 3 week stay? Because normally the industry operates on, you can get great rates Sunday through Thursday, but Friday and Saturday you're going to be paying a ton of money. How does that work out?
Paul, that's a great question. There actually are a couple of large organizations in Southern Nevada, the Southern Nevada Medical Industry Coalition and the LVCVA, that have joined forces in promoting medical tourism in Southern Nevada. They basically have been researching and vetting and determining the feasibility of medical care in Southern Nevada and the medical tourism industry, and they're on board. In fact, the LVCVA actually added a staff specifically to address and focus on medical tourism. So they're very much in favor of coordinating cost-effective and quality care in the medical tourism industry in Southern Nevada.
Yeah, Doctor, one of the things that I was unaware of until about a year or so ago was attracting doctors to come to Las Vegas to improve their training. There's been talk about, and I know that we already have some cadaver labs, but having those types of research facilities and having medical tourism, not on the side of the patient, but on the side of the doctors to come down to Las Vegas and learn.
So the question, Paul, is can we attract quality researchers and doctors to Southern Nevada?
Correct.
Okay, well, I can, one obvious example is under Oscar Goodman's leadership, wanting to develop as a mayor during his mayor tenureship, he wanted to develop a center for excellence. So under his leadership in 2007, the Cleveland Clinic brought their expertise to Southern Nevada, and as you know, in 2009 developed the Cleveland Clinic Associate Luruvo Brain Health Institute, which is staffed by some of the top researchers in the United States, probably the world, for brain health. That's specialty. So that's one example of outstanding quality, world-class research that's been brought to Las Vegas. And they've chosen to come here. As I mentioned a little earlier, one of our large oncology groups in Southern Nevada has had affiliates with research programs at UCLA for over 15 years. So our doctors work with the UCLA research programs and are actually part of studies and have access to medicines that otherwise couldn't be obtained by patients that are not in those research studies. So we have those affiliations. Stanford University has affiliations with hospitals here, so a number of high-quality research facilities that are in Southern Nevada. And of course, we have UNLV and Touro University with their education of medical students and research.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Dr. George Alexander when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Dr. George Alexander, the president-elect of the Clark County Medical Society. Dr. Mike Wilden was on the program last week, the head of Department of Health and Human Services, and he was talking about if Obamacare goes through, the increase in Medicare costs and the number of patients, and the fact that he doesn't believe that we have enough doctors to service this. What's your thought on that?
Well, I didn't see that interview, but is the question regarding Southern Nevada or the nation?
Well, I think you can approach it from any way you want, but I think we're relevant to Nevada. So can Nevada handle that kind of increase in patient load and cost? Certainly the cost is going to be borne, but do we have enough doctors?
We certainly have enough quality doctors in Southern Nevada to provide care for our patients. How the contracts will work out and what the how the details will work out really are kind of, in my opinion, unknown at this time.
You know, doctor, I've talked to a number of your colleagues who say that this is a that the medical field is a graying industry. It's tougher to get people to invest the 10 years it takes to become a doctor. Do you think this is something that we can sustain into the future? You know, medical tourism, when we have fewer people wanting to make that investment in time and money to get into the medical field?
Well, to train a physician in the United States or a surgeon does take many years. There's 4 years of undergraduate medical school, 4 years of medical school, and many years of residency training after that. So in some specialties, it can be 16 years after high school to train a individual to be, say, a cardiothoracic surgeon, a heart surgeon. So that is a big sacrifice for an individual. There's no question about that. Most of the medical students that I see, most of the surgical and medical residents that I see, go into the profession because they love taking care of patients. They love the scientific and the artistic side of medical care, the patient-physician relationships. So I see that there still will be a drive towards patients wanting to take care, or doctors wanting to take care of patients, just as there are nurses wanting to take care of patients. I think that will be fine with regards to training quality medical students, but it is a concern, especially thinking about the fact that tuition costs are increasing for undergraduate school, medical school, and physician reimbursements have been diminishing over time. So, of course, putting the pencil to the paper, students that are considering entering the field have to take that into deep consideration, but most do it because of their passion. And so I think we'll still have quality medical students that are passionate about what they do, continue to train and become good doctors and surgeons in our community.
Last question, we've got about 30 seconds here. Are we training enough primary care physicians?
Primary care is a specialty that's requiring, that's having increased demand on it. I don't know those exact numbers, but I've been told I'm in a specialty practice myself, but my colleagues in primary care are mentioning that there really is an increased demand for primary care, but they expect that to increase over the next several years. We certainly need to focus on providing more primary care physicians and primary care healthcare providers.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for taking out the time, Dr. Alexander. We appreciate it, and we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
For the ultimate in upholstered furniture cleaning, call the Carpet Tender. They'll pick up your furniture and clean it in their shop under controlled conditions. Even the most heavily soiled or smoke-damaged furniture can be renewed. With proper pre-treatment and attention to detail, great results are ensured. Just look at the difference. The Carpet Tender also offers the finest in-home cleaning. Call the Carpet Tender for a free estimate.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered all of Absolute Dental's incredible savings for adults and kids, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. Plus, our new patients can still get a free Nintendo Wii or Nintendo DS. Now that's something to smile about. So make an appointment right now, even on Saturdays, or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamig is here, the Washington County District Attorney. Clara Andriola is President of the Associated Builders and Contractors. And Andy Barbano is Editor of NevadaLabor.com.
You know, something that Dr. Alexander said at the end of the interview just kind of got some wheels turning, where he said primary care is a specialty. And it used to be that primary care is something that you got into so you didn't have to specialize. You were a generalist. You could then send that person to a specialist. But do you think we've kind of screwed things up saying that now, you know, a doctor that's going to be your primary care physician, that's a specialty?
A generalist is now a specialist. I think he needs to go back to English class.
I think the whole healthcare system needs to be revamped. So I'm not really sure exactly what he means by having a primary care as a specialist, because...
Well, what he means is you book flights at McCarran International in Vegas for Bangkok, Thailand.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the exact opposite.
Well, my turn. Obamacare is not the answer over here. That's number one. Number two is look at today. I have been involved. I was lucky enough to turn 65. And I have been involved
in trying
to get 70. All of this medical stuff lined up, and it is an absolute killer out there. So when you talk about a primary care physician, they are expected to do a heck of a lot more today than they were when they were the general practitioner and your family doctor.
That's right.
So is it a specialty? It probably is, just to handle the paperwork and know what the hell you're doing.
Well, let me quote Larry Mathias, the wisest man I know, the head of the Nevada State Medical Association, from a lecture a couple of years ago, and he said it on this program. The federal government now pays for over half of the medical care in the United States, and it's going to continue that way. And the only solution is a single-payer system, just like you see in those commie socialist countries that have far better health care, like Sweden, than we do here in the United States.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Having to wait in line and having to wait for the government to give you approval to get health care. You know, I have members of my family, if we had a single-payer system, Andy, who would be dead today, including my son and my grandfather, because of having to get through that government bureaucracy,
They live longer over there, Paul. The stats are against you no matter what kind of political rhetoric you want to put into it, or no matter what
political
kind of anecdotal information you want to put into it. They live longer. Their babies live longer, and their old people live longer, like me and Gannick.
Speaking about medical tourism, the people who are coming to
talk about old people
who are coming to America are coming from those countries where they do have a single payer system, because they don't have to wait in line, because they
can afford it.
Because they can get medical care immediately.
Yeah, that's the wealthy that can afford it.
That's what makes them healthy.
Say one more time.
It's all the fish they eat. That's what makes them healthy. You can't just take one thing and say that's what makes them live longer.
Okay, and I just want to add one extra thing here, which is that, for example, in England, there is a two-tier system. You have the National Health Service, but you also have Bupa, which is a private insurance firm that you can get your insurance through, and you jump all the lines to be able to do that. I want to change topics, if I may, to the building industry.
Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. You know, in the housing market, it seems like things are really turning around, especially in northern Nevada, where the amount of housing that's on the market is just being eaten up rapidly. Are you seeing changes, Clara?
Well, I think the state certainly is having an uptick. I mean, even in southern Nevada, from a commercial development standpoint, there's a lot of energy that's being really kind of revitalized and really allowing some development to projects to probably move forward. But there's still a lot of housing that needs to be you know, sold and absorbed, and it's going to take a while. I mean, obviously, the economists still say that we're a good 5 years out before we see some type of a turn. It's all good news, but it's not anything that's going to be quick.
You know, my brother-in-law is a realtor, and he said that the reason there is a dearth of houses on the market right now is because banks aren't foreclosing because of AB 204 that was passed last legislative session. Do you think that has something to do with, you know, having fewer houses out there on the market?
I think it's certainly it makes an impact. I think
that spawns new construction, which is what your guys ought to be interested in.
That's what?
That spawns new construction if there are fewer homes on the market.
It also means that fewer people are paying their mortgage and the banks can't just go out and foreclose. It does make it more difficult for them to go out. And I mean,
you can't have everything.
As you look at this, Dick.
A big problem is getting mortgages. My administrative assistant has been looking for a house now for well over a month, and she says the houses are out there. They're just not for sale. And there's a lot of vacant houses now, but they haven't been put on the market. And then when you even get there, then trying to get a mortgage is just absolutely a killer.
It's bureaucracy again, right? So healthcare,
the banks are sitting on all those trillions, but they're busy playing with the money on the international market and not making loans. Again, the government needs to step in and start making loans directly and say the hell with the banks.
The government has stepped in, and that's the whole problem, is the government's trying to run this whole system instead of leaving it to the banks and the mortgage people and the other businesses out there to run this as a business.
But they're not making loans. They refuse. They refuse to make loans.
The government's not letting them do it.
That's why your AA can't get a loan. The banks won't loan all the money they've got.
The government won't let them do it.
Well, we've gone to extremes because of the regulatory requirements. We've gone to extremes, and certainly there's culpability on the bank's part, but I think the government solution is not the answer.
Okay, somebody call J.P. Morgan Chase and ask for a loan and see what happens.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. I'll be on the phone right now. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
This year, start your spring in style during our May upholstery sale, where you'll find all custom orders on sale. Our extensive fabric and leather selection is unsurpassed, backed by names you can trust. Plus, we're offering an extra 10% off all Drexel and Thomasville upholstery. And we're also offering an extra discount for payment in full. One of our designers can help you create the look you want and save you money. Be sure to visit Ennis soon.
Ennis by Furniture.
Possibly the best tasting breakfast omelet in the world. Eat it, Joe's, today.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow the issues are dealing with dementia, Alzheimer's, and memory loss.
We'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks for watching and listening.